What is this shift?
Are you ready? I'm ready.
Ready, Freddy. It's all right. You can just lay there and be right where you are today.
The puddles.
We welcome our friend Puddles to the podcast. All right, all right, all right.
All right, yeah, I like it that. I like it like that. Hey, shifties.
Welcome, welcome, Shifties.
Shifties. I made a shift head shirt, by the way. Because I was thinking of y'all last night.
Immediate advertisement in the beginning.
Immediate. What are they? Shameless plugs. Plugging away. Shifted the fan. Welcome. I'm Avra the Mush today.
Ever puddles.
I have shifted into a puddle. It's the form before my ultimate form. You gotta let yourself be broken before you can be whole. Ooh. Anyways, here we got
Two
two.
of cups.
I know how to read. My brain works, I promise. And the hidden energy is the King of Wands. Yeah, I've just had symptoms, so I need less light today. So I'm your little mush friend. Mush potatoes and gravy.
In the dark, laying down.
Dark. Sometimes you gotta be in the dark to find the light.
Yep.
So the King of Wands is hidden, but I'm showing it to you anyways. And Two of Cups.
Yep. You want to go first? You want me to?
You go first.
All right. So my thought started off with the King of Wands. And my immediate thought was this idea that I've been having with the subjective and objective and just our experience in life. Like, what is the object and what is the subject? And it in the way that I've seen it, it just gets very convoluted. And so just kind of to go into that, like I've looked at for a long time, I've had that this question, what is truth? Like, how do we define truth? And especially with all the things that we have going on these days with the fact checkers and, getting all the facts and all the scientific proof and all these different things. I want to just throw all that crap out the door most of the time. But the way that I see this is you have the object, you have physical reality. So truth, the way that I've defined it, and I think we've talked about this before, but the way that I've defined it is that which exists. So the existence itself. And so the chair that's in front of me is just something that exists. And that is the truth. That is the existence. But my perception of that chair, the coloration, the shape of it, is going to be subjective to me. And that's my perceptive experience of the thing that exists. And so, in a way, that's my own subjective experience. But because I've brought that subjective experience into my mind and into my body, I have created a subjective truth, which is an objective truth in and of itself, according to me and my own subject. And so in a many ways, the things that are going on in our mind, the experience, the perceptions, that is a truth in and of itself. The things that we are bringing into reality, that our body is experiencing, there are chemical reactions creating that experience inside of us as at this moment. And What I see with this King of Cups is that very thing where this person is this King of, or sorry, this King of Wands, not Cups. The King of Wands, he's waving this wand and bringing things into existence, in this kind of this transition from the mind, this airy space, into physical reality. And you see these images that are behind him. And for me, that's kind of like the imagination coming into play, the things that he's creating in his mind. And he's able to command that into existence. And I love this little, there's a little lizard down below. And there's even a little lizard biting his tail, almost kind of like an Ouroboros in the background. But I love this idea, and there's these twigs and leaves coming off of the staff that he's holding. And for me, it's that this idea that our physical existence, nature itself, our physical body, which is nature, which is earth, is supporting this ability to bring what's in our mind into existence. And so I just love this card because of that. But then we get to the Two of Cups, and it's this physical exchange of ideas, getting to exchange the thoughts and the experiences that we have, ex connecting on a mental and physical level to create further, to bring abundance into existence, into life. And I think there's such a beauty in that exchange, that connection, to be able to co-create together what we have in our minds and create this reality, create a physical existence that we get to interact with each other. So that's what I got. What are your thoughts?
Well, as you were saying that, I thought, because when I see the male and the female, I think of the conscious and the subconscious, or the fire and the earth. So that kind of, ties it back to what you were saying about the imagination and what's real and all this, making it make more sense, of the imagery. Like today, this pulling the King of Wands today for me, as you were describing it, I'm like, I've never resonated more with a card than before this moment, before you started talking about it, because the way that I perceive it, it was showing me the way that I perceive it is, these are two slabs of concrete, that this King put together and was like, this is gonna be my sword. I'm gonna draw some stuff on it, and I'm the king. I have my wand right here, my magic wand. I pick this stick up. It's like totally invented that you are the king because you said so, because you made yourself your little throne. You've got your little sidekick.
Who
And
died and made you king?
yeah,
I
me.
did.
I died to being a peasant and I made myself king. Yeah, it's like a self-made king. It's the whole, I'm gonna put this doily thing around my neck, put on a cape. I am the king. It's like your self-image right there. And I resonated a lot because I am doing those daily doodles, daily drawings to did I say drawings? Drawings.
Rawlings.
Daily drawings to so that I remember how to draw consistently. Because that's, I think, what helped me get as good as I was. And so the doodles behind him, just like that's totally the throne I would make. So yeah, I super resonate with this card right now. You've owned your power. You look like a king. You're probably feeling like a king. Especially with that little baby dragon. The baby dragon to me, it's a baby dragon because,
It's Mushu.
yeah. dishonor on you and your cow. Let's see. Because of, my association with dragons, I'm a double dragon. There's two dragons right here, the Ouroboros lizard and then the little tiny one on the floor, above and below. Double dragon, I've gotten two dragon upgrades. This is really speaking to me today. Just energy medicine, and I think that's contributing to why I'm mush right now. Just processing a lot more than than my body was ready to catch up with. And and then with the two of cups in the forefront, it's the give and take of the conscious and the subconscious for me. But we also have a lion on both cards. The coloring of this guy's thing is that this guy's dress is the same as a king's cape. And there's a lot of things tying these two things together for me with the color and the imagery. It's like what you and your the mind and the brain or the conscious and the subconscious have manifested this king together, this image. So it's like that's the king is the result of this interaction. And I think I've said this that this the little drawing or whatever it is, the little thing that's underneath the lion reminds me of the caduceus, the medical. It reminds me of healing. It's just like what's between two hearts as well. We want to include other people and not make it all about me. Yeah. But I see.
And I think there is a healing aspect to that. When we bring together, when we come together for one, just in an exchange and connecting, like there's so much healing in connecting with someone. But also just the healing that happens when we connect our masculine and feminine and find the balance in using both in our life, finding the creation and the chaos and the destruction, and as well as the structure and the order and the drive, and finding the balance of when that they're all necessary or they're all equally as important in what we're doing. There's healing in that, and healing and just accepting that what's being called of us in this moment is okay. It's good. And I think there's something beautiful about this too. Thinking of this idea of bringing what's in our mind into reality, it draws on this principle of intuition for me. Really being able to feel what's in the mind, not just the reactions that are happening in my body. Because there's a bit of a distinction there that we have this natural reaction, this fear or this the, you know, something happens in life and we react to it. And but then there's also this intuitive state that it's not afraid. It just can sit back and say, you know, I feel this way and I want to follow that. And so I think there's such power and life that comes when we follow the intuition, when we follow the thing that we're not afraid of, but doesn't really make sense or doesn't really have logic to what is our society or culture says is logical. It's just this idea popped into our mind, and here I am giving life to it. And then just letting that create the reality, create this experience that we have in our life.
You just
Don't know. I think there's something really beautiful about that one.
you made me think of Who Died and Made You King. Just came to mind again when you were saying that. Like, because you don't know what he's sitting on. And if you think about, like, as you were saying, I'm thinking about the people that are in power, you know. They've just chosen themselves. There's no qualifications. There's no reason. Like, if you meet, there's so many people that say you meet the people that are in charge and you're like, how did that even happen? And it's like they chose themselves. They walked and talked like they were the thing, and they became the thing. Because you look at the people that are in power right now, you're like, are you kidding me? You know, all the people that are being put in charge right now, it just keeps getting more and more ridiculous, which really should be inspiring to any of us who really have like this imposter syndrome or really think that we don't have what it takes. Because if you look at who's in charge, all they did was declare that they're in charge and that they're the ones for the job, and whether or not they're qualified doesn't matter. And there are a lot of people, like I remember, you know, not only from what our friends tell us about their experiences of like who gets a job before they do. You could be as qualified as you think you're supposed to be, and people getting PhDs, people getting all these degrees and then never using them and becoming something completely different instead. But remembering my own experience of being working somewhere for like months longer than somebody who's brand new, and they get promoted before me. You know, you get, you just, you, if you don't have that vision of yourself, because you know you're hiding, it could, you could be sitting on a bucket. This could, you know, represent your, what the experience that you're sitting on, right? You don't need to, nobody needs to know. You just need to know what you're putting out there, how you're presenting yourself, because that's what's gonna take you places. You know, people just get feelings about you and then they want you there.
Yeah. It's kind of this whole idea of fake it till you make it. I mean, that's really what we're doing in most of politics isn't necessarily policy. It's mostly, can I speak well enough to convince somebody else that my ideas are good? You know, can I have enough cultural logic to create an image for somebody to say, yeah, I support you. And it takes that belief in yourself. It takes that faith that you are that king. And so many of us don't believe that we're the king. And I think part of that comes down to just our upbringing and people, not, just our parents or leaders, whoever it was, not helping us to realize how powerful we truly are. And sometimes it takes that, those, people who are not, who don't believe in us to say, for us to say, you know what, I do want to pursue this. I can make this, or whatever it might be. But a lot of our, a lot of where we go in life is just, it's, a lot of it's really just fake it till you make it. And a lot of times it's just experience. And how do you interact with life? And how do you interact with this, that, and the other? And I think we try to define ourselves and our life based on all of these labels created by somebody else, by society, by our culture, by the experience and interactions that we've had specific to us. We've defined ourselves based on that. And that might even go the same way with the politicians and the president and all of these different things. Maybe they have defined themselves in ways that have led them to that specific point. Maybe that's just how their experience in life has put them.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to remember that we can change that. We can change those definitions for ourselves and start to have a completely different perspective to make ourselves king, to bring into a new reality, a new form of existence.
Trump is like the perfect example of that, living in a completely different reality than the rest of us. And he does, he feels like he's king. He doesn't know what he's signing. He doesn't, or what he's doing a lot of times, but he keeps telling the same things over and over and over again because he believes it, because that's the reality that he wants to be truth for everybody. So he's going to keep repeating it until, I mean, he believes it, even though he doesn't. You can hear him contradict himself, but he's got to keep the story going. I mean, he's showing us how to do it. You can be above the law. You can be above every, laws of nature, whatever it is. Nothing has to apply to you if you are truly, you have a conviction of what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, and I think it goes to just to fact check ourselves sometimes, to ask. I think he is that archetypal archetype that has manifested to show us what are we defining ourselves as, and how is this coming about in our life? These definitions that we keep telling ourselves over and over and over again, that's what's coming into our own life. We're defining our life by these narratives that just keep going and going and building on each other. And it's the same thing with Ouroboros. We just keep biting our tail and going in that infinity of our story and not remembering, hey, maybe we don't need to bite our tail anymore. Maybe we can go in a different direction. At least that's the symbology that I have for my Ouroboros ring is, hey, break the cycle, see
I
something
love
different.
it.
Break the cycle. There was a business that just came up called Break the Cycle. Maybe that's a theme that's hitting for me more lately. Oh, and that was the other thing I was thinking, this archetype of the magician. So we were talking about the magician archetype in a men's circle that I've joined. And in this magician archetype, we are bringing things into, like, the negative form of the magician archetype is bringing things into existence through manipulation and through hiding the back end of things. And that was something that I've been examining for myself is, how am I trying to manipulate a situation? How am I trying to hide specific details or hide something in the background so that I can magically make things disappear. And coming back to this fact-checking of ourselves, I think the best way that we can fact-check ourselves or anything else is to come back to our senses, because that is the closest thing that we can get to reality. All the narratives that we have going on in our mind, they're just narratives. There's some experience that we're experiencing, they hold that truth. But what are we actually sensing in our bodies? And I think that's where that intuition comes in. Where is that sense leading us, and what's it actually telling us? Even sensing the minute details of life.
And that's a really tricky thing to do. If you have physical pain, to distinguish between what it's trying to say and what you want to, because it, it's like when you are trying to manifest something, and then you have things that come into your life that don't seem related at all, but you've got to still trust that, to go through with whatever, and then it ends up being the thing, the very thing that leads you to the thing that you've asked for. So learning to understand that the pain doesn't have to mean certain things, that's one of the things that I was thinking of as you were talking, is how I've been interacting with my body ever since, finding what my diagnosis might be and what's been going on, is that I'm still, no matter what's showing up, no matter what information I'm getting, I know that I'm healed. So I've got to keep telling myself and reassuring whatever it is that's showing up, all the emotions that want to come up from from this experience and the frustration and all this, the sadness, the heartbreak that for what my body's going through, all that, I've still got to remember in, even though it's telling me certain things that it wants to hear, there's that underlying. It also means that I'm healing, especially if new things are being revealed to me. It doesn't necessarily get revealed through the body, but it's attracted to me as a message from the outside or something, because sometimes I can't hear what it's trying to say because of the pain. So it's really, you got to really be in tune with not just what it's saying, but what you desire and hold steady to being that king.
It kind of takes levels of listening, levels of diving into the senses, into the voices that are the loudest. So listening to that pain, and then kind of following, where's that pain coming from? Where's that voice coming from? All right, well, where's that voice coming from? And diving deeper and deeper and deeper until you can get to those subtle voices, those subtle senses of what's actually happening, what's really cause, what's the root issue of this, or where is this originating from? And that takes a lot of work.
Self-awareness, being in tune with the self, with the body, a lot of communication, and not making meaning, especially, am I making this meaning because of what I'm experiencing, or is this actually communication that needs to be held and heard and loved? And let it flow through you, take.
And that points us to go check out Avra's link tree, because she's got some merch, some Shift Head merch, and some art that she's put on there. and go check it out. Go support her so that she can be supported through all the things that she's navigating.
Yeah, I need help. I need help, and I'm learning to ask for help.
Yep.
Feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to help myself in different ways. So, if you can help a brother out, that'd be awesome.
Support our friend. Right, Shifties. We love y'all.
We love you. Thank you for coming to the party. The end. Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.